Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air wick.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hi, everybody. I don't know if we're the Hollywood's hottest girl posse. I don't know if you've heard of someone called Bella, Gigi, or whatever those other sluts' names are. But we're a second, right?
I like a close second. We're like in the top 25.
Okay, thanks.
Hottest girl. I'd be stoked if we're in the top 25.
Me too, actually.
Because now there's the Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Schumer girl posse, which
well,
is like...
Well, we're probably hotter than that.
I think we might be hi, I'm Becca Tobin, actress and blogger. Across from me is Kelty Knight.
Hey.
She is an entertainment journalist, host of The Insider. She's pretty cool. And to my right, Jack Vanek, clothing designer. She's got these like sassy t-shirts and all these other fun things because she's just the sassiest. Jack
so
Vanek
sassy.
Clothing. My fun fact this week is if I were a boy, born a boy, my mom did not find out what sex I was going to be because we were born like 40 years ago when they didn't do that. And my name was supposed to be Zachary, which
really?
Is my husband's name.
So it would have been Zach and Zach.
Interesting.
If he was gay and I was gay, yes. It would have been Zach. And if
that's cute.
That'd be so cool if 2 gay guys were named the same name.
I think that there are a lot
there
out there.
There has to be somebody.
There's a lot of Ryans in the world.
Yeah.
Like Steve's.
So I just thought that was interesting, you know? And my first boyfriend of all time's name was Zach.
Ah,
Zach is like the name.
Zach's your name.
It's my name.
Maybe you're supposed to name your kid Zach.
Maybe. What's
I don't
your
like that,
fun
though.
Fact, Jack?
Well, I guess my fun fact is if I wasn't named Jacqueline, I was going to be named Raven, and I'm still pissed about it.
Oh, you would
God.
Rather be named
no.
Raven?
I love the name Raven.
But do you love Raven?
I don't love Raven. Like, that's so Raven.
Okay. Well, there you go. That would have been it. That would have been it.
I know. No. If it wasn't for her, I love the name Raven.
Okay.
Jack is so much cooler than Raven.
But my name's Jacqueline. It's not Jack.
Jacqueline's
still
beautiful.
That's also cool.
Eh.
Like, put on a corset and you're Jacqueline.
Raven or Skylar. I like Skylar, too.
No, but there's so many little hippie Skylars now. It's not
all
true.
Right, fine. I got the best name.
Kelty?
I had blue eyes till I was 2.
That's weird.
And then they flipped.
Everybody's born with blue eyes.
Yeah, but they usually flip much earlier than
yeah.
2 years old.
I'm the first person in my family that has had brown eyes in forever, so I got who got the shit out of the stick
yeah.
there.
I always get pissed
Me.
About my eyes.
Okay, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'm starting because I have such important news, Becca.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. It's shit. So important, you guys.
Why do you only say Becca?
And Jack, I have such important news. Okay, so for the beginning of 2017, I've been very worried because you guys know I'm deep on my fitness because in like, I don't know, a few weeks I'm going to Tahiti and I'm going to have like bikini body Instagram goals like Jack has on all her vacations, like never wear the same bathing suit twice and like just Instagram all day.
I can't wait to block you. unfollow
you. Wait, when are you going? Because we're going to be going on vacation
similarly.
Like, you're
going to be so gross. Mine's at the end of the March.
Mine's in February. So just block us for two months.
Oh my God.
Okay, but listen, I have been working out so hard and I've been at the gym and I have not seen Jeans Man once in 2017.
That's upsetting.
It was like as if his New Year's resolution was like, don't go to the gym anymore. And then... this week I saw him, and guess what Jeans Man got for Christmas?
A new pair of jeans.
He got a new pair of jeans. Correct, Jack. He got a new pair of non-bedazzled dark denim skinny jeans. And he's even hotter now, except... this is my good week and my bad week. So good week, Jeans Man got new jeans.
Jeans Man is back.
Bad week, Jeans Man grew a beard... and, like, got that army haircut where you shave the sides and you just have a little alfalfa on the top.
No. The undercut. That's my worst haircut. I hate it so much.
I don't like it.
It's honestly so ugly. Rebecca, my makeup artist that I work out with, looked at me and she goes, his hotness is way down because there's other Jeans Man.
And that's like the hipster look. The beard with the stupid undercut.
It's not good, Jeans Man. Because there's an old Jeans Man that we found at the gym. There's two Jeans Mans. There's hot Jeans Man. And then there's, like, an old guy that's all tattooed up and he wears jeans to work out, too. And Rebecca kind of fancies him more. Anyway, she was like, old Jeans Man is way hotter than regular Jeans Man. I don't agree, but Jeans Man, shave your head, shave your face, come back to me. I kind of miss the bedazzled jeans, whatever.
Wow. Should I go?
Go,
Becca.
Okay, so my good week is I was feeling like I turned 30 and I'm now an old married lady and I just really didn't find that guys were checking me out as much.
Such a bummer when that starts happening.
Because I dress like a boy and rarely wear makeup. But I felt like no matter what in my 20s, like I could look like poo, be hungover at a bodega in sweatpants and like pit stains, and some guy would still find me attractive. Mm-hmm. Well, it hadn't been happening lately. I also think it doesn't happen that much because when I'm with Zach, he looks a little scary. And I think guys get a little scared to even, like, make eye contact with me.
A little intimidated.
And you have your wedding ring on.
And I have a wedding ring. So that's like...
It usually doesn't stop guys.
It's true. No, it doesn't stop girls. It stops guys. Girls
that's
see a wedding
true.
Band
guys
and they're like, whatever.
Open my legs.
Guys, I'll say to Zach, like, oh, but she was wearing a wedding band. He's like, was she? Like, they're so oblivious. They don't even know.
They're dumb.
He still doesn't know what hand, like, a wedding ring goes on. So he wouldn't even know how to check. So I was feeling, like, really bummed out. And then we got on the plane one day and we're flying back to LA. And I was like, oh, my God. Pierce Brosnan is, like, four seats in front of us.
Ooh.
Also, like...
celeb sighting.
Also, like, good for you, Pierce, for not flying private and Instagramming about it. Because, like, you're just a regular guy, and if you...
Pierce Brosnan is not rich enough to fly in private.
Are you kidding me? Pierce Brosnan?
What's he
like
been in?
James Bond for the last, like, 40 years. He has... I mean, Kelty.
Let's look up his net worth.
Yeah, okay. So, he's, like, not flying private, like, one of those...
Maybe he's frugal.
Exactly, and I really appreciate it. I also like it when I'm with famous people who aren't as famous. They get really skeeved out about going to the airport. They're like, it's the hardest place to go if you're a celebrity. You have to wear your sunglasses and your hat, and you're this and you're that. And I'm like, if James Bond can walk through the freaking airport, so can you.
He's worth $80 million,
okay,
by the way.
Okay.
So I think you can fly private.
Poor says the internet. That is not verified.
True. Net worths are never really that right.
Well, whatever. What if he's like 70?
So he's rich.
He's rich.
And I really liked it. That's not even the part of my story that's good. So he gets off first, and I think that his son was also on the same flight. So he gets off, and he waits at the gate, like, for his son to come. And so we walk out, and he's standing there. And we left. We walked away. And I felt something, but I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to be cocky. But Zach goes, you just got checked out by Pierce Brosnan.
Yes!
And I know he didn't recognize me.
Still got it.
Pierce,
but maybe he did. Maybe he's a closeted gleek.
I hope not.
Sure
I hope he just thought I was a hot piece of ass, you know?
What were you wearing? Like sweatpants?
I don't know. I didn't look that great. I didn't look ugly, but I didn't look great. And then I was like, but he didn't check me out in like a pervy way.
Yeah.
He just like
looked in a Bondi way.
He like was appreciating like a beautiful woman. But it also is upsetting because like I'm now in the age group where Pierce Brosnan
is your guy.
My guy.
Yeah.
So
whoops.
Whoopsies. All right, Jack.
Sad life for you.
Did I do my bad week?
No.
Oh, this is bleak. Okay. My bad week is I went to a party at a house.
And horrible idea.
A house party?
Why would you
a mansion
that?
Party.
Mansion party. And
it was a mansion party.
That's so
and
Hollywood of you.
I am so sick of socializing after the holidays and the wedding and this and that. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I hate it. I already didn't like parties before I was burnt out. And now I have like a little bit of an issue with social gatherings. I proceeded to drink a lot, because I was so bored and like just didn't want to be there. I got so drunk that and so antisocial that I stole sandwiches off of the buffet and brought them into the bathroom and ate like 3 miniature sandwiches while sitting in the bathroom
by yourself,
trying to avoid socializing. I think
you are my hero.
It's a new low.
I would do that.
Zach was like, "Where have you been?" And I was like, "I was eating sandwiches in the bathroom." I was so sick of talking.
I hate making small talk. Small talk is literally hell.
But I don't know how to do it, and I like clam up, and then I become like a mime.
Because so what do you do? How's
I'm really
that?
Bad.
I'm like, I don't want to talk. Don't talk to me.
I'm really bad.
Just look at the floor.
But at least mansion parties, you can go to like one of the 8 bathrooms, and people don't bother
you. And at least
you.
They have
no one's
sandwiches.
Like, are you done? You're like, yeah. Let me eat my sandwich in peace.
Yeah, exactly.
At least there's like,
thank
food.
God.
I know. It
You're
was
not
good.
Gonna find food at like a normal house party.
It's true.
Jack attack.
Okay, my good week is, I think, should be a good week for Kelsey. Have either of you guys watched RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yes, it's amazing.
Mm-mm. And you know, at the end, they have, every person does a mirror message.
What? Oh,
have you seen that?
No.
So, the Drag Race, it's like all these drag queens come on and compete to be the best drag queen.
Uh-huh.
And when they get kicked off, there's like a mirror and they kind of like look at themselves in the mirror and, you know, evaluate their existence. And then they write a mirror message on it like this.
Oh, my God.
And there's all these ones. That
what are some of the best mirror messages?
Love yourself. Live your truth. You are never too old to dream.
So there's some really like nice inspirational ones. And then there's one that's like, I've showed my ass a lot on the show, so I'll show it one last time. And then there's like butt cheeks.
I like it.
It's amazing. So if anybody needs some like extra inspiration, they should watch that show because it's awesome.
I really do think it's a good show, although I don't remember that part. But maybe
it's new. Maybe they listened to the Lady Gang and they're like, "Oh, mirror messages," and they ripped us off like everybody else in Hollywood.
Like it's literally a mirror message.
Like, we see you all the new podcasts trying to act like the Lady Gang.
Oh yeah,
Lady Crew. We
Ooh,
see you,
the chick group.
But we are the OGs.
Yeah,
whatever. Bitch.
Who was first? Us. Also The View 25 years ago.
And every other lady podcast.
Well, we were first with the lady.
We're just being psycho. Yeah. What was your bad week other than sitting here with me and Kelty?
So my bad week was I went to go get a sandwich the other day at All About the
theme.
Bread.
Oh, yeah.
Theme. Theme.
Theme.
Also, which is really sad because, like, how can sandwiches be in a bad week? 2 bad weeks.
I don't know.
They're so delicious.
Remember when you talked about your friend whose tooth falls out when she eats sandwiches?
Yeah.
I don't eat sandwiches. No gluten.
Oh, that's true.
You're so lame.
She's like a fake gluten-free person.
So, I know. I feel like I've seen you eat gluten so many times.
She just ate chocolate.
No, I don't eat like a bread.
Does chocolate have gluten?
Probably, but I just can't eat like a thick piece of bread.
So that's not gluten-free. You just don't like carbohydrates. So you're basically just a skinny
you're
bitch
just
in Hollywood.
An asshole in Hollywood.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so I was standing in line to get a sandwich, and there's like a couple people in line. And the guy in front of me, he's like, you know, a foot in front of me, and then there's person a foot in back of me. And all of a sudden, the guy just turns around Mm-mm. and faces me. Mm-mm. But it's like a foot away from me, like completely in my bubble.
I'm getting your sandwich?
While I was waiting to get the sandwich, and then he gets on his phone, but he's like, his phone's almost touching my face. He's so close to me. And then he puts down his phone and just stares at me.
But why are you facing him?
Because I'm in line.
He turned around,
looked at me, and
he was
just
in front
like
of you.
Eye contact with me for like.
What'd you do?
I looked at him for a while, and then I looked away, and then he just stood there, like looking at me within a foot of my existence, and I couldn't move back at all. I was like stuck in this bubble.
How old
hell.
Was he?
Like in his mid-30s. He actually was like kind of an attractive guy.
Is
Not
he
that
a serial
weird.
Killer?
I don't know.
Ooh.
And he just stood there for probably like a minute. But
was
like,
his
it was
dick
most-
out and you just didn't notice? Because sometimes those flasher people, they'll pull out their dick and they'll look at you until you notice that it's there.
Oh my God. I feel like if he pulled out his dick, he was so close it would like flop in my hand.
More importantly, what kind of sandwich were you getting?
A turkey with cheese.
Yeah. Turkey with cheese.
So good. I don't even mean- but I felt violated.
That's awful.
That's about it. He didn't even touch me,
I'm
but
so
I felt
sorry
violated.
For that.
You know what I'm not sorry about?
Our guest.
That Clutch Becca has the coolest friends in Hollywood.
Duh.
Because she has a friend here today.
Duh.
Who is just blonde enough to be in the Lady Gang.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Well, guys, our guest today is best known for starring in NBC's 30 Rock. She also appeared, get this, Jack Vanek, former emo child, in the Fall Out Boy video for Dance Dance and the Panic at the Disco video for Miss Jackson. She was voted Esquire's sexiest woman alive, and she's just a little bit blonder than us and taller than us, so we kind of want her here, but we kind of like, bye, girl.
She also has a bomb-ass blog.
Yes, she does.
It's mostly fitness.
So bomb.
Some really
so
healthy, bomb. Great. She also can cook, which is annoying because she's like super thin and in shape, and she can cook. She has recipes. She has an amazing blog about the best shampoo for blonde hair.
Yep.
It's anything your little heart desires, and it's FitCat by KatrinaBowden.com.
Thank you. Welcome to the show, Katrina.
Hi. Thanks.
Welcome.
Wow. That was really something. First of all, I really need to get into the dirty with you. What did you learn working with Tina Fey? Because she's a magical human, and I really don't know her, and I want to know, like, what she was like.
She's amazing. She's everything you would want her to be or imagine her to be. I started working on that show when I was 17, so I was, like, a child. And I learned a lot from her. She's just really cool, and she's creative, and she does it all, and she's also a mom, and...
Did she
normal and
no? Did she yell at you?
She never yelled at me. No, I never saw her yell at anyone. Actually,
how's Alec Baldwin though? He's a little cray.
He's a little more of a scary person. But
really,
he's so hot.
But
though.
in a
he's
way
hot?
Where he's like,
yeah, his like presence is sexy.
Yeah, that and it's more about his presence. Like he's the kind of guy that walks in a room and everyone stops what they're doing and looks at him and pays attention.
Yeah.
You think
about
Alec Baldwin's hot too, Becca?
I do.
Katrina,
something about those eyes.
He's so charming.
Yeah,
he is charming.
Yeah. And he's super talented.
Who else was on that show? Oh, Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
How's he?
Tracy is unlike anyone I've ever met. He's a lot. He's a lot to handle. He's hysterical. He's also, you know, he has his moments where you don't really know if he's joking or if he's being real. And
oh, I like that.
How did you get to be a part of all these emo music videos?
I when I was 16, I was in the Fall Out Boy music video just because I auditioned for it.
What, that was Dance Dance?
Mm-hmm.
So was that the one with the cats, where the girls were dressed up like cats?
No.
That's the one where they're like dancing in an auditorium.
Oh, in the club. And no,
that was
the prom.
Like a, it was a, yeah, it was at a prom.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. And then after that, I was in the Panic at the Disco video just because my husband was like friends with their manager and they asked me to do it.
I have a fun fact. I've known your husband since I was like 16.
Oh, I know this fact. Yeah.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her husband was in an emo band.
What?
Called mm-hmm. Armor for Sleep.
Armor for Sleep?
Remember them?
Yes.
Yeah. And I met him when I was like a little wee
rock
child.
Star
so
vibes.
Other fun fact is I met Ben at that Fall Out Boy music video shoot. And that's when we started dating a little bit then, but it didn't work out. And then we met like 5 years later and been together ever since.
I love that. Yeah.
Look at you guys.
Emo dreams.
Emo dreams.
You're like the only one that's like successfully in a relationship with a guy in a band.
100%. The only one. Because I saw your ring, so clearly this is insane.
We are married, yeah. He's not in a band anymore, though. So
no. That's probably why.
Band,
well, yeah.
That's why it works. What has been the hardest thing about life in Hollywood?
Oh, God. I just moved to LA from New York in March. So I'm still kind of adjusting to Hollywood. I guess it's just there's so much competition and there's always someone new and exciting that, you know, takes the light away from you. So you have to kind of just be able to roll with that and, you know, take every letdown, you know, not too seriously.
Do you guys go in for a lot of the same things, being blonde and cute?
They probably will.
I mean, yeah.
Probably.
I can see that for sure.
Yeah.
Would I go in for the same things?
Actress Kelty.
Yeah, Actress Kelty.
I had a 4-story arc on Young and the Restless. So.
Ooh.
What has been the moment that you were like, damn, I am the ish. I'm the bomb diggity. I have officially made it.
I don't know if I've had that moment yet.
Like a premiere? Did someone recognize you? Was like Jake Gyllenhaal like, oh my God, I loved you on 30 Rock. Do you want to like have sex?
Oh, that's not happened. But I guess, you know, I guess
these dreams.
On 30 Rock, we had a lot of really, really great guest stars. We had like a new, huge A-list celebrity actor on the show basically every week. And Matt Damon came on and was like a huge fan of the show and was like coming up to all of us, including myself, and told me he was a fan. And I was like, I don't even know what's happening right now.
I love him.
Am I the dream?
He's so nice in real life.
He's so nice.
He's like one of the good guys.
So nice.
And he's married to a regular.
Who's he married to?
A waitress.
What? Well,
I mean, a cocktail waitress.
She's not currently.
Well, not anymore.
That's how they met, though, right?
That's how they met. She's a regular.
Yeah. When he was famous or no?
Yeah, he was already famous.
Interesting.
Good Will Hunting. Huh. But she's insane. She's not a regular.
She's beautiful.
She's a regular with an abnormally beautiful face, body, and personality.
Where was she, like, a waitress at?
Isn't she like a cocktail girl in Vegas or something?
I don't know where.
Wow.
Yeah.
Google it.
Damn.
Katrina, do you have a mirror message? What's your inspirational quote that you like, have for life? Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't think I have one.
So, Becca,
do you guys have one?
Of course. No,
I do not.
Like that you
she
say, that you say to yourself every day?
All the time.
She has like 8 quotes up on her mirror, like really? At any given time, they rotate.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting ready. So maybe I have these little flashcards. Like for a while it was rejection and it was like all about like, but now I have my other 52, I have like 50
flashcards. Wait, do you like have like your deck of flashcards?
Yeah. And then I put like some up. Yeah. So I'm about to make a change.
What are you going to switch it to?
I don't know. Something like gratitude or
perseverance.
Recently it was about rejection and how to
like don't take up. It was like don't take it personally, right? That's what's in my bathroom right now. Don't take it personal.
I don't know. I like don't. I can't read it anymore because I lose like an ounce of respect every time I go.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Got a mirror message this week or what?
No.
I hate you both.
Wait, I do have a mirror message.
Thank God.
Sorry, I heard this on a podcast yesterday, but it only makes sense for businesses. But it's act small and think small and you'll get bigger. Act big and think big and you'll get smaller.
Well, that's sort of not a good thing. Like
for businesses, if you get too ahead of yourself and spend all your money, you're going to crash and burn.
Yeah, I guess.
But if you make little small
steps. But what
steps,
about all those quotes about dreaming big?
Those never.
I feel like that's the least inspirational mirror message of all time.
It's practical.
It's a very practical
message. You obviously have not had a small business.
Don't do too much.
Don't do too much.
Take it easy.
But do just enough.
Do just enough. I loved it. It resonated
with you guys. It did? It really took you to a deep place?
It did.
Great.
I wrote it down.
Speaking of doing too much, Katrina works out.
No, I know.
7 days a week.
We got to talk about this. Oh, so what is the secret? If you could tell all of the lady gangers who have this New Year's resolution of like getting really fit this year, what should we be doing?
Well, first of all, I just really like it. It's kind of like my release.
It's your drug of choice.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
What about for workout? The people that hate it?
Oh, God. I don't know. Try to find something that you love.
Like what do you love?
If you hate running, don't run. Do something else. Do like a dance cardio class or something like that. I personally love running, so I like boot camps. I like Barry's boot camp. I've run a couple marathons, so I like that kind of like distance running, so that makes me happy and it kind of makes me like zone out and work through things in my head.
What do you think is the best thing for like toning up, like if you're going to Tahiti in like a couple weeks?
Honestly, I think your diet is the most important thing.
Because if abs start in the kitchen,
I mean it's an obnoxious quote, but it's kind of true. If you work out a lot and then you don't eat right, you're not gonna see results.
I saw something on your blog about the spiralizer. I feel. Do you like the spiralizer?
I love the spiralizer.
Do people know what this is?
No.
Okay, please explain.
It's like it's a machine that takes. You can spiralize vegetables into like what would resemble noodles.
Oh yeah.
Like zucchini noodles or sweet potato noodles. Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest. Are you fooling anyone? Like
they
when I eat
like
a zucchini noodle, I'm like,
wait,
this is not pasta. This is zucchini.
I did something the other day that Katrina told me that she does. The riced cauliflower from Trader Joe's. See, I'm like so not good. Like I can do my Blue Apron and I'm not imaginative. So I need people to tell me what to do.
Exactly what to do.
So she's like, get it. You can do a fried rice. And she told me to do like an egg and an egg white and then like your little vegetables and whatever. And I was like, okay, this sounds pretty easy. And the cauliflower is already riced at the Trader Joe's. I was like, this is going to be good. It was easy and it was delicious. It was the closest thing, I think, to fried rice that you can get by cutting out the rice.
Yeah, I love doing that.
Yeah.
So we have to check out your blog.
That does taste better than zucchini noodles, because zucchini noodles never taste like
honestly, zucchini, I was like just at an event, and it was like all the mixed vegetables, and when they came to take the tray away, it was just zucchini. Nobody likes zucchini.
It's all squishy.
Nobody likes zucchini. Do I love a carrot? Uh-huh. Do I love a nice broccoli? Sure. Do I like a sweet potato? Yes. Zucchini is like, it's not a cucumber. What are you?
What
are
else you can you spiral?
Kind of tastes like shit. You can spiralize sweet potatoes, and they kind of get like thin, and they resemble like a hash brown, and then you bake them, and they get crispy.
That sounds like something I would spiralize.
That sounds good.
But then it's not like pasta, really. It's kind of just like a crispy thing.
If it's not pasta and it's in the shape of pasta, it's a disappointment because your brain is saying pasta, and then you eat it, and you're like, this is freaking zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
But she I do me. Like your blog.
But the cauliflower rice is actually really good.
It was good.
It was really good.
Okay. I fear that we're getting down like that SNL skit that's like balls, sweaty balls. You know what else is good? Mm-hmm. Muffins. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we have a blonde or bland quiz with Katrina. And it's pretty fun.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
And we're back. Oh my goodness gracious, that was so fun. Okay, we're going to play a game today. It's called Blonde or Bland. I'm going to talk to you about some of the breaking news of the entertainment world, and if it's blonde, then you love it, and if it's bland, you hate it. Got it?
Got it.
Follow the rules. Joe Jonas.
Bland?
Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say.
I'm going to say bland, but the reason is I recently saw his guest campaign.
Yeah. That's super photoshopped.
Super Photoshop, but also, like, it's like, not even close enough to being a model. Like, when celebrities get campaigns, they get people like Charlize Theron. Like, of course she does Dior. She is beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, when Mark Wahlberg did Calvin Klein, he has an amazing body and he's hot.
Yeah.
Joe Jonas, you're, like, looking at it and you're like, not quite. It's just, like, not quite there.
No, because it's, like, he has a pea head. All the Jonases have these tiny little heads. And it's like, you need a big, hulky head on top of those abs. Yeah. And you don't have it. You have a tiny pea head.
It's just not. It's like a little inbred.
And then so much oil.
So much oil.
Why so much oil?
I don't know. It's like a Hawaiian tropic.
Is it in black and white? I haven't seen it.
No, I'm going to pull it out. Sepia.
You're going to
know exactly
what
I mean.
That kind of oil scares me because if I get too close to that, it's going to like make my hair extension beads like fall out of my hair. And I paid good money for these. Like that
it's
amount
like
of oil.
It's like a nice coconut oil treatment by like.
No, I do not want that much
oil. Is it Guess? The ad is with Guess, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't find any of the Jonas's attractive, but Jack,
oily. None of they're all too short for me.
Blonde or bland?
Bland, they're all too short for me.
Becca?
Bland.
For me, bland too.
Yeah, it isn't a nice sepia tone.
I want to know in the Facebook group, can you guys tell me if there's any people who think the Jonas's are hot?
I think it's like the people a little younger than us. The way we felt about like NSYNC.
I don't think any of NSYNC was hot. No, he's not.
No, do you go back and look at
they all were not hot.
Let me see. Let's get close. Okay, so he's wearing like a boxer
and some eyeliner.
That haircut. Yeah. I don't know.
There's something like, I mean, and also his proportions are odd, right?
Oh, God, like he has like a little dinosaur neck, like a stegosaurus.
And like little limbs.
Yeah, it's like the Tyrannosaurus Rex. He can't touch your clitoris because his arm isn't long enough.
Or because he can't find it.
He also just looks really short in this picture.
That's the thing.
But like, if they're going to Photoshop it, make him look
longer. Do a nice like under angle.
Yes. Shoot up at him.
Yeah.
Anything. Guys, we have so much more to talk about. We have to go on to the next topic.
It's just so weird.
Okay, this is for you, Jack. Taco Bell is selling a chalupa with a shell that's made of fried chicken. Blonde or bland?
Why is that for me?
Don't you like Taco Bell?
No. I haven't eaten Taco Bell in years.
I hate Taco Bell. Wait. Unless they want to pay us money to be a sponsor.
Blonde or bland?
I'm going to go bland, like across the board. That sounds disgusting.
Wait, how thin is this fried chicken to make a shell out of?
I don't know.
Is it just the skins?
No,
it's probably. I feel like it's just chicken skin.
I think it's actually like a cutlet. I think I saw like a commercial.
She's like, when I had it last night.
Katrina, health nut. Katrina, have you ever had it?
No, I've never had it.
Blonde or bland?
I have never had Taco Bell, so bland.
Yeah. Taco Bell meat comes as a powder, and they put it with water.
It's not actually meat.
No, it's meat-flavored powder.
It's, yeah, it's the grossest.
I have to say, the last time that I did have Taco Bell...
Don't say
like,
it.
Like, it was a good idea.
Don't say
but
it.
But everything, literally everything tastes like plastic. Like, their cheese tastes like melted plastic. Everything is just...
Grosses me out.
Nasty.
Okay, unless Drake, you know Drake, he's Canadian. He gave Jennifer Lopez a 100...
You know Drake?
Sorry, what?
Drake.
He's Canadian.
You know Champagne Poppy?
Yeah.
You know Champagne Poppy?
We know Drake. I think everybody
So this guy Drake gave this girl J-Lo, I don't know if you've heard of her, a $100,000 diamond necklace, and apparently they're dating. Blonde or bland?
I was going to say, are they dating? Is this a thing?
I didn't even know that they were dating.
Wow.
She's a little old for him.
She
no?
She loves him young.
Jennifer Lopez's ex-boyfriend Casper? Boyfriend or husband?
Which one?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Casper. He went to my high school.
What was he like?
He was, I don't know. He was one of the breakdancer kids that they'd all like
get. Breakdance?
Yeah, I don't know him. But that's
I love a man who can dance. Cool. Blonde or bland?
Bland? I just feel like it's so predictable. Like, J-Lo, branch out. You know, get a real man.
She has a type, dude.
Do a Mariah. I mean, it didn't work out for Mariah, the billionaire. But
at least try.
Try. Like, just try.
Maybe she just doesn't care.
But I guess.
No, I think sometimes when women are that successful and that hot, they need someone they can control.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that.
I say blonde because if she, I don't know, if they like each other.
If she's going to not give it back or if it's not a rental. Because sometimes sure these celebrities give each other diamonds, but they're on loan.
Mm. True.
Jack, really? Blonde, yeah. Or blonde.
Do they do that?
Mm-hmm. Like the Ferraris are just on loan.
This is true.
I didn't buy you a Ferrari. They just gave me a 2-year lease for free. So I tweet about it. And now I'm giving you the Ferrari, but I'm going to take it back when we break up.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Blonde or bland?
Bland.
I think it's bland too. I think J-Lo's way too fabulous. She's almost like outer-worldly. Drake is a meatball.
He also just had the highest grossing hip-hop tour in the history of tour.
It's fantastic.
Who did he tour with? Was it just him?
I think it was just him. He really? Made like 250 million like or something like that.
We need to talk though.
What?
Have you seen Drake's dance moves in the video? If a man is dancing like that, think of how he F's. Mm. Not good. When you're doing the Carlton.
Everybody knows he's like super emotional and like soft. I don't think
he's
good at sex.
Do you think he's a passionate lover?
No. I think he's probably a passionate lover in quotes and like sucks at sex. Like probably like if you just scratched his back, he'd cry.
Oh, oh
wow. Okay. Speaking of sex, I was looking through, I don't know, a website with sex tips probably. And I saw something about like having sex on top of an exercise ball. Like it's the new way to like get a workout and have sex at the same time.
Katrina, have you tried it?
Yeah. You're the fitness blogger.
It. Maybe I should write about it.
Do it.
You should.
We don't have a ball, but maybe we'll steal one from our local gym and see what.
Sanitize it first.
It's like if you're laying down,
you
like
you need to buy your own ball for that.
Yeah, I think you need your own ball.
You can't rent a ball for sex.
Wow. It's like missionary, but your feet are on the floor, and then he's like standing, kind of, and kneeling, and
so
then
what's
just
it
like,
an ab workout?
It rolls
for you?
In and out.
No.
So who's getting the workout?
Yeah, who's getting the
your abs?
Oh no, but the girl.
Because you're like.
No, I mean the guy usually can have
you're
sex
in a
with
full
them.
Like you're like this. And
she's
just,
laying on the ground. Oh my God. Are you on top of the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like it would hurt your lower back really bad.
I mean, I hate an exercise ball. I've never been able to use it and actually get a muscle tone.
Knowing myself, I'd probably fall off of the ball in the middle of it.
For sure.
And also, ruin it.
It's like so hard for a woman to like focus enough to have an orgasm in the first place that trying to be on an exercise ball while getting a workout
I don't
is
need
just
to
never
I don't need
right.
like to smell the gym while I'm trying to orgasm like
Okay, last one. Kim Kardashian is getting her own Snapple flavor.
Oh, what is it?
Jizz?
It's something about the peach, like sweet peach, cuz you know she has like
butt.
The bum. Sweet. Blonde or bland, Katrina?
Oh God, blonde. I like Snapple.
I like Snapple too, I have to say.
Okay. It's diet Snapple.
Are they going to
change anything for you?
Extra chemicals.
Yeah. Are they going to rename the regular peach flavor her Kim Kardashian peach?
All I know is like on her Snapchat or something, she opened the fridge and she was like, surprise coming. And then it was like Snapple bottles with her own face on it.
It should be her with Ray J's penis in her mouth. And it should be called like sweet sperm. Is really what so we should just bring it back.
I think it's very blonde because if you really love something and you're famous enough to get it made after you, I think that's great. Like if there was
what would you pick?
Mine would be like a list making app called the Kelty.
You're so
like,
lame.
You could just check it off and then it would be like my little face being like, good job.
Oh my God.
Katrina, what would yours be?
Would mine be?
Like a product.
Spiralizer.
That would be great. I guess a sneaker.
A sneaker. Ooh, that would be kind of cool.
Becca, yours would just be the face like, ugh.
I want a meal at I want a meal at Chick-fil-A named after me.
Oh. What would it be?
The Becca.
Waffle flyers? Waffle fries? I can't even say fries in the presence of Katrina.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be, though.
Jack? You already have a sandwich.
It would be the anti-homophobic meal at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I like that.
Proceeds would go to like LGBT WQRS.
You know what? That's probably the first nice thing you've ever said on this podcast.
Really?
Yes. Because normally you like are alienating every group.
Especially to marginalized groups.
Let me make this clear. I'm covering myself because I know that I just said Chick-fil-A and I know everybody's going to start hating on me for talking about Chick-fil-A and supporting them. So what I'm going to do is bring it back around. And
you're smarter than everybody else.
And as Martin Luther King said, or someone who quoted it today on Instagram, hate breeds hate.
Thank you.
You're such
Jack,
a dick.
What would you want to be?
A bottle of rosé.
Ooh, that's fancy. A good one. Speaking of good
classy.
One,
thanks,
Katrina's going to stick around for Ask the Lady Gang, where we're going to help you figure out your lives because Becca has figured out how to do this podcast without getting yelled at. So it's officially, we've figured out life.
Hey, ladies! Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, guys, before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you want 20% off of jackvanik.com, use code LADYGANG and get all the things that a retired emo kid like me and Katrina are. And our first question comes from Allie. Okay, wait. Anyways, have you listened to our podcast before?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you know you're going to help people with their lives and give them advice because mm-hmm. you have your life together.
Yes.
And we do not. So okay. We need your help.
Okay.
Okay. Our first question comes from Allie. And she says, hi, I'm a 28-year-old lady ganger and have tried all kinds of online dating. I'm so sick of it. I've become a master of the first date, but things usually fizzle out with anyone after a date 3 or so. I don't know if it's something I'm doing wrong or if I'm just not meeting the right people. How would you suggest making it past the 3-date death trap I seem to be in?
Oh, this is the worst question.
But here's the thing. It's not a death trap if it's not the right guy for you.
Yeah.
I'll have to say, and it's funny she says the 3-date death trap because there was a period when I first started dating after I was not with my ex-boyfriend that I probably went out with like 10 different guys and did not get past date 3. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, am I never going to get past it? Mm-hmm. And they're all just shitheads. So just keep dating, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Are you being...
Is
Allie.
It... Does she want the dates to go past 3? Or are is it her cutting it off?
Right.
No, I think she says they fizzle.
They fizzle.
Like, they have nothing left to talk about, and it's just kind of like...
Or the guys just go away.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Allie. Let's have real talk. Are you acting a little bit too open? Like, have you told him all your deepest, darkest secrets, given away the punani, all the things by date 3, and he's like, I already know this girl, and I'm not intrigued by her? Like, maybe we need to, like, step it back and not be texting constantly between the dates. Like, I don't know if that you're doing this, but I'm just saying. Like, add a little mystery. Be like, don't really make yourself available between the dates for, like, small talk so that he has to see you again to be able to get to know you. Because guys love a chase.
Also, like, let me do a public service announcement for all the girls out there who are dating. I have girlfriends who just can't pick up on cues of when to end the texting. Like, they're, and I have.
Well, because girls always need, like, that.
It's like they need more and they're so needy. And it's like, I've been with my husband's guy friends who are single and dating, and they will cut it off if a girl is, like Kelty's saying, like giving it all away too soon or just being too available. Like, don't text first ever. We've
ever.
Talked about this.
Never.
Never. And also,
it's so hard, though.
It is hard.
But you can do it.
I don't agree with
until you define the relationship and he says to you.
Until you define the relationship.
Then you flip the goddamn switch and you text him all the damn time. You track him on his phone, do all the things that you're doing.
You were saying never. You still never text your husband.
I never text my husband first.
It's because I just don't think about it.
We are the same in that way. I'm like, wait, I'm married? It's 8 p.m.? No, this is weird.
What happens to me?
Shoot, I have a husband. Ah.
Yeah, I'll like be in the middle of dinner and I'll be like, oh my God. I was supposed to have dinner with my husband tonight, and it's like, I just forget sometimes.
But if you're like, last text is at 4:55, and you're like, okay, running into SoulCycle, and then you like do the hour class, and then at like 5:02, you're like, class was great, what's going on? Like, give him some space, are not around.
I think that the idea of don't text first unless you define your relationship's a pretty good rule.
Yeah. Make that into a shirt, Jack.
Yeah.
What do you think, Katrina?
What do you think?
I also think like if it's 3 dates and it's fizzling, it might just not be the right person.
That too.
You know, maybe he's just not that interesting and maybe you're just not a good match.
Well, and online dating's hard because you meet all types of people and you just have to keep putting yourself out there and don't be a crazy leech. Okay, our second question comes from Danielle, and she says, how do you convince an ex-boyfriend who has alcohol problems to get help for it? He also suffers from bipolar disorder and keeps insisting that he's fine and that he doesn't have a problem, but I know he's lying.
An ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Girl, he ain't your problem anymore.
Yeah.
You can't fix people.
No.
They have to fix themselves.
They have to want the help first. Mm-hmm. And I would assume that she's probably talked to him about it in the past.
Yeah.
So,
you know what I like to do? I'm about to piss some people off. If you see somebody who has a problem and you see somebody who, like, you're like, this is teetering, you know? I know in my mind I'm never going to fix them no matter what I do or say. But I ask myself, if this person dies of an overdose tonight or if this person gets in a drunk driving accident, am I going to regret not saying something? So for my own peace of mind, because I'm selfish, I will do and say exactly what I feel like is going to make me feel okay if something bad were to happen.
That is the worst
that
thing
is maybe
say.
The worst thing you've ever said.
It's true.
No, but I get that.
Because it's like a lot too, of the time, if somebody if something does happen, it's the guilt that you're like, oh my God, I should have done something.
It's my fault. Yeah.
It's my fault.
I knew
it's
they like, had a problem.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But like realistically, most likely you couldn't have done something. But if it's going to help you sleep at night knowing that you did your – and make it genuine, like actually try, make your – you know – but then it's just like
the worst thing about people that are struggling with like mental illness or, you know, some sort of addiction abuse. Is that they truly are going to ignore the fact that they need help until the bitter end. Like, I've been in this situation before and I reached out to someone. I was like, hey, I heard you're really struggling. Like, you're so talented and wonderful. And like, I really hope you get it together because you're so great. And like, I don't want you to go down this path. And they wrote back like, I don't know what you heard. That's so crazy. I'm totally fine. Legitimately a week later you went to rehab. So you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like people do not want their help till you want them. And I think unless you're family or this is like a sister brother, you kind of have to like wash your hands of it.
Well, and it's like an ex-boyfriend, there's so much baggage between the two of them, I'm sure, right. That there's probably resentment coming from him to her.
Yeah.
And definitely like some kind of a weird situation. Yeah. So I don't know if there's that much that you can do.
Girl, bye.
Girl, bye. Okay, our last question comes from Lauren. She says, hi, ladies. I'm semi-new to the podcast.
Where you been, Lauren?
And the topic I hear you talking about is your dislike of kitten heels. Although I do agree that they are not the best-looking footwear option, I was wondering if you had any suggestions for a tall lady like me. I'm 6 feet tall, and some people say to embrace my height and rock the 3-inch heel. But it honestly makes me feel so uncomfortable wearing a high heel. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Ooh. Becca Fashionista, JuneMoss.com.
Well, we're living in a time where sometimes I think a flat shoe is chicer than a heel.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the right flat shoe.
Also,
and,
oh, sorry.
No go.
I was going to say, there's so many short heel. Like, the kitten heel is just the nub. It's like the shape of the heel.
Yes.
There's so many shorter heels that aren't a kitten heel shape that are like a 1-inch
that are acceptable.
Chunky. Right.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know. If you're not comfortable in a high heel.
I get that, though. I'm 5'9". I'm not 6 foot. But I also feel like if I'm wearing like a really high heel, sometimes I'll stand out and I'll feel a little awkward.
Yeah.
So sometimes I won't wear them. But at the same time, I don't really care anymore. So I just wear what I want to wear. And people look
I'm gonna
at
get
you
specific.
Like twice. Yeah. That's not a big deal.
I mean, it's usually because they're looking twice because you're attractive
hot.
And tall.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, sorry, you have the same height as Giselle. You know what I mean? Like, Katrina's going to be fine for you.
For you.
I'm going to say this. Lauren, I think you should go and pick yourself up a really, really pretty, nude, open toe, single sole block heel. Because you could wear it with like a cute boyfriend jean, you could wear it with like a pretty summer dress, you can wear it with a maxi and you still feel feminine, and because it's nude, you're like not really looking to see that it's like a shorter heel. But like a cute little block heel, like I do have this one Sam Edelman like little like sandally nude thing that I wear sometimes, and it's so cute and you can barely even tell it's the shoes on because it's like the perfect nude.
I like that.
And also, that's a good idea. But I also think you should like really enjoy the fact that you're tall. I know you're not there, but I have my lawyer, Carolyn, is like, she's quite tall. I think she's like 6 feet tall. And she's always like, I'm too tall. I'm like, you know who else is too tall? Like all the supermodels. When I was on the plane with the Victoria's Secret Angels and I got to Paris, I've never been so sad to be short in my life. The reason they look so good in their clothes and their jeans and like have those abs is because they're so tall. It like stretches out your whole body. You look amazing.
How tall are they?
They're
are they
tall. Like- they're like the shortest one is like Sarah Sampaio or Taylor Hill is like 5'9".
Oh,
but like the girls are like 5'10", 5'11", 6 feet. Like they're beautiful. Adriana Lima is so tall, I literally went up to her nipples.
I wonder how I would feel around them. Like,
they would like literally so put you in their jean leg.
I just
leg.
Keep feeling bad just the longer we talk about supermodels and 6 feet tall. I have no sympathy for you, Lauren. None.
Get the damn heel.
On that note.
But also, why is Bella Hadid that tall?
Bella's tall, yeah.
I have very mixed feelings about her being an angel.
She's not an angel. She's just a model for the Victoria's Secret show.
But still, isn't that the same thing?
No, the angel. Like, well, when you're a model.
Didn't they just have her on because of her name and who she is?
Sure. They were the first sisters to ever walk in a show.
Right, which, yeah.
Cool.
I love that.
So you're
cool.
Famous.
Cool. Like, do you think she would have been a non-angel Victoria's Secret model if she didn't buy her new face?
No.
Well, I thought that too.
No.
Thank you.
I wanted to bring that up, but I wasn't going to.
You're in a good, safe place for that. I am sick of people buying new faces. I really, really am. I'm so sick of it.
I wish I could afford one.
You know what? I wish I could get a new face.
No, you don't. I believe in enhancing faces 100%. Still want to get a nose job? Still might. But you know what?
What did she do? She probably got a nose job and like a chin implant.
No, there's this guy. Here's the thing.
And the lip.
There's this really famous doctor in Beverly Hills my friend told me about. And she was like, I went for a consultation because I've been thinking about getting my neck done for my 35th birthday, but anyway, we all know that. Anyway, so I asked her about it. And she goes, it's like Dr. Orani or something. He's like the guy that does everyone's faces.
Oh, wait, the Kardashian guy?
No.
It's a different guy.
Dermatologist, right?
And he goes, to my friend, you're so beautiful. He's like, you're very, make no mistake, you're very pretty, but I could make you prettier.
It's not just nose jobs anymore,
you guys.
No, it's
the whole face.
Don't all these girls feeling badly about themselves because, like, they think that they're so ugly and, like, why doesn't my face look like that? It's because it's not just a nose job. It's not just a this and a that. It's a facial reconstruction.
Yeah. It's like jaw shaving. Yeah, and
cheekbones.
And
eyebrow lifts. Yes.
What's that going to look like when they're, like, 40?
Like shit. Yeah.
Like that lion woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that can't age
Or Janice
well.
Dickinson is a great example.
Do you think
or
people Lindsay are Lohan? Getting more of this done recently?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's definitely,
and
like,
younger.
Much, much bigger of a thing.
And younger.
Right? Like, in their early 20s.
And also, what the hell is Kylie Jenner doing to her body?
Oh,
because
my God,
have you seen
insane.
The photos?
We talked about this.
But what did she do exactly?
She's getting fat and put it in.
She's getting fat transfers.
Yeah. From her midsection to her ass and her thighs.
Yeah.
And her boobs, probably.
It's amazing. Yeah. Okay, on that note, we have to go and have a little pee.
I hope no one has daughters.
Please make sure to tell us where we can follow your blog.
Don't let Kelty say it because she'll
Kelty
screw
it up. Everything.
It's fitcatbykatrinaboden.com.
And where can we follow you on the Instagrams and Twitters? Because you're real cute.
Katrina K. Boden on Instagram and Twitter.
Fabulous. And don't forget to follow Becca. It's Becca Tobin, Jack Vanek, and at Kelty Knight. Submit your Ask the Lady Gang questions on our website, theladygang.com. And you can follow along on theladygang.com for all kinds of exclusive blog posts and links to our favorite items. We love you so much. And don't F with your face. And see you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.